Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A third aid convoy has just rolled into Gaza from Egypt, carrying desperately needed supplies to Palestinians stuck ahead of an expected Israeli ground invasion. CBS's Ian Lee is in Tel Aviv.
Israeli Defense Forces say they launched strikes on more than 320 targets in the Gaza Strip overnight. They also continue to exchange fire with Iran-backed Hezbollah fighters near the northern border shared with Lebanon. The fighting there is fanning fears that the conflict could expand. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators in Tel Aviv issued this warning to Tehran.
If this war grows, it's coming to your backyard.
It's been almost 3 weeks and Congress has still stalled with no one to lead the House.
Without a speaker, nothing is happening in Congress, even as President Biden pushes for more aid to two U.S. allies at war.
It's a disgrace and it's an embarrassment.
Ex-Congresswoman Liz Cheney used to be a member of the House Republican leadership.
There certainly are serious people among the Republicans. Particularly, I think it's important somebody not be an election denier.
Most of the new speaker candidates were such. From the Senate side, Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
I'm not an expert on the House. I have my hands full here in the Senate, and we're going to do our job and hope the House can get functional here sometime soon.
They were on Face the Nation. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
A Russian-American journalist detained in Russia last week won't be freed anytime soon. This morning, Radio Free Europe reports a court in the city of Kazan ordered Alsu Kurmasheva to remain in custody until early December. She's accused of failing to register as a foreign agent. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been held in Russia since March on espionage charges. An update on the five-week-old strike against Detroit's Big Three from CBS's Danya Backus.
With nearly 34,000 auto workers on strike. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain said Friday Stellantis and General Motors proposed a record 23% wage increase, matching Ford's earlier offer, but the union wants 40%.
Every time they make an offer, it's a record offer. And then 2 days later, there's a new record.
TV and movie actors are scheduled to resume negotiations with Hollywood studios tomorrow. Not many moviegoers have the patience to sit for 3.5 hours straight.
Move, said the great white father.
Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon debuted with $23 million in ticket sales. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour film was number one with $31 million in its second weekend. And just in, the yield on benchmark 10-year U.S. government bonds has surged past 5% for the first time since 2007. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you're like me, age 65 or older, congratulations. By today's standards, we shouldn't be alive. We didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose. We played outside all day and got cut up and broke bones. We rode in cars that didn't have seatbelts, let alone airbags. We did things that people today wouldn't dream of. But that doesn't mean we're invincible. These days, we have doctor appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. That's why there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your health care into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. We even have coaches to help you with diabetes, hypertension, and weight management. And for non-emergencies, someone is always available to speak with at any time during the day or night, no matter what your health issue is. Teladoc Health offers everything needed to live healthier ever after. Learn more at TeladocHealth.com. That's TeladocHealth.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy. High of 54, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 50. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 70, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Monday, October 23rd. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or on the Civic Media app or by podcast or social media. Here in the state of Wisconsin Sense, where we're going to unpack the news for you in just a little bit. Here's what's on tap this morning. Well, you know, the early morning rain just seems to sting a little bit more on Mondays, especially when the Packers lose. But we will turn to our Monday morning guest and Chief Morale Officer, Kristen Lyerly, to lift our spirits a bit as we recap some of the weekend's headlines and scores. You know, some weren't great, like the Packers and the Badger volleyball team. Others, like the Badger football team, did a lot better. Hockey teams as well. In our second hour, we're going to talk about how a reprieve is not a resolution. Governor Evers gave that reprieve to child care providers and parents by temporarily saving the Child Care Counts program. But only the legislature can fund it to a sustainable level, and they still seem rather hostile to the idea. So we'll talk to our friends from Motherhood for Good, along with State Senator Kelda Royce. And Civic Media News Director Terry Bell will have three things you should know to start the week. We'll talk to Selena Heller, one of our reporters here at Up North News. We'll get the weatherology forecast from meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki coming up. And along the way, if you'd like to join us, we'll take your phone calls at 844-967-2789. Again, that's 844-967-2789. You can email the show, radio at upnorthnewswi.com. And if you're watching on one of the Facebook pages where we appear, you can leave comments there and we may put them up on screen and respond to them. We are on the pages of Up North News, of course, also Civic Media and the Tap FM, our home in Chippewa Falls, and Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. You can also catch us on YouTube if you search for Up North News WI. Temperatures around Wisconsin to get the day started. And again, it's a rainy one so far for the western two-thirds of the state, but everybody's going to get wet here at some point, at least a little bit, it seems. Here on Lake Wissota, it's 47 degrees. Madison is 45. Waukesha, 41 degrees. La Crosse, 47. In Wausau, it's 40 degrees right now. In Wisconsin Rapids, it's 43. Green Bay reporting 44 degrees. And Hayward is at 45. And again, wet and a little bit warmer today, tomorrow, just a little bit. And then there's a real cool down coming by the end of the week, and we're going to get more than a little bit of precipitation along the way as well. But unfortunately, that precipitation is too little too late to do us much good, you know, for the growing season. And we've already had the impact on fall colors, though it was a beautiful drive. We'll see if Sam did any driving as well. Sam Davison standing by down at the Civic Media Control Center there in Madison. Sam, how are you? How was your weekend?
I'm good. My weekend was also pretty good. I did a lot of fall and Halloween sort of things.
Halloween sort of things like buying candy or?
No, I was stocked up on candy already.
I meant buying the candy that you ate from the first batch of candy, or is it still sitting around?
It's still sitting around, so we're stocked up for now. But
that's amazing restraint. Or did you just buy things you don't like? Are you giving the kids black licorice or something like that?
I'm just trying to make it last. I don't want to spend too much on candy.
Okay, I understand. What else did you do? Just errand running, you say?
Went to a pumpkin patch. Went to go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which was pretty fun. Made some squash soup. It was pretty tasty.
Okay. Wow, this is very creative. All right. We did a lot of driving around, and I don't know if it's still down by you, but, you know, we didn't get, like, the burst of all kinds of fall colors. Things were, you know, very yellow this year because of, you know, temperature and all that. But, I mean, it was really yellow yesterday. A lot of yellow, a lot of rust out there. I was driving through the Knapp Hill area of western Wisconsin, and that's, you know, there was some beautiful driving times over the weekend here. Still looks pretty good. I hope down that way, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the leaves are great. Looks very pretty.
Oh. And let's see. We start a new lineup today, if I'm not mistaken.
That's
a couple
right.
different things are going to happen this week. We're going to start new shows. Well, yeah, different kinds of shows today. And then we're actually going to start what's called a new clock, I think, on Wednesday. So you might notice our commercial times change and that, you know, Pat has the prattle on for a little bit longer than usual in some instances here. But correct me if I'm wrong, Sam, but I believe that we have Todd Alba moving to noon to 2 today, correct?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
And then he goes noon to 2. And then, where's my notes? I'll tell you what. It's
Earl is on after you, I believe, right?
That's right. Earl comes on pretty much almost statewide, except for the Madison area and maybe another spot. But yeah, Earl Ingram's on at 8. And then you've got As Goes Wisconsin coming on after that till noon. Todd Alba is noon to 2. Matt Flynn now from 2 to 4. And the Devil's Advocates are from 4 to 6. So, again, that's the lineup changes this afternoon, where it's Todd Alba, noon to 2, Matt Flynn, 2 to 4, Devil's Advocates from 4 to 6. I believe that's followed by Maggie Dawn. And, well, Terry Bell will be on later, and since he's the news director, he's supposed to be the smartest guy in the building. So he'll know all this stuff, right?
Yeah, he's like this wizard. He's a wise old man. I shouldn't call him old. He's not that old.
No. It's okay. It works. He was working at Channel 13 before me, so I'm going to consider that he's the old man for this one. And yeah, again, he'll get a chance for rebuttal coming up in just a bit. Let's take a break here, and then when we come back, we'll talk all about the various sports scores and highlights and lowlights from the weekend, and unpack some of the news as well. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Monday morning, when you're here, you're up north. Nice to have you here. We'll be back.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Update your home to make life easier with smart home products from Fight Electric. Always know who's at your door with a 1080p HD video doorbell. Receive alerts when motion is detected and see live video right on your phone from anywhere. Right now, pick up a 1080p HD video doorbell for just $49.97 after 11% off. Good through October 29th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Oh, boy. Are we going to do this? Are we going to do the rainy days and Mondays thing? Just real low-key start to the week here?
Talking to myself and feeling
no. No, let's not do this. Sam, kill the record. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. It does feel a little like a rainy day on Monday when the Packers lose the way that they did. Now, again, I'm not going to get all worked up about every loss. That's going to happen. It's a new quarterback. It's a new era. So it's not so much the losses. It's occasionally the mistakes or just the little frustrations. To me, there was just a lot of, little dip and doinks from Jordan Love. It's like he did not realize he could throw downfield, or it's that, and I don't see the whole field, it's that, our receivers have just not been that great this year at getting separation. Whatever the case may be, it was a whole lot of short yardage. The defense was giving up far too much yardage to the Denver Broncos and ended up losing. Packers lose to Denver 19-17. The Broncos were scuffling as well. It just was not a pretty game to watch. The write-up here says that Love is frustrated by the offensive inefficiency. So is Coach Matt LaFleur. Well, hell, so are the fans. We're a little frustrated as well. The defense held Russell Wilson and the Broncos largely in check and rallied to take a 17-16 lead midway through the fourth quarter. But again, there just wasn't any kind of rhythm on offense, especially early. The Packers have now been outscored in the first half of the last four games, 63-6. What'd he say? He said, in the first half of the last four games, the Packers have been outscored 63-6. And here's another case in point that people are frustrated about. Love had running back A.J. Dillon open on the left side for what would have been a big gain on third and 20. But Love looked too deeply this time and tried to heave it, and it was picked off by the Denver's safety. And it was just lots of little things like that that, make it sound like, we're a bunch of unhappy fans, and we are temporarily, but I would again say, this is going to happen from time to time this year. Don't be setting the bar too high. If you want to set the bar high, do it game to game, and you have to do that next Sunday because the Packers' next opponent, it's a division game, and they're playing the Minnesota Vikings at noon next Sunday at Lambeau Field, which will probably be a chilly, I don't know, maybe a wet Lambeau Field, so it's not going to be great conditions for the game anyway. But the Packers are going to have to step that up. Much better news for the Badger football team. I wish I had seen this. I was out of town for the weekend, but heard all about this comeback win that Braden Locke threw a 3-yard touchdown pass to offensive lineman Nolan Rucci with 27 seconds left on Saturday to cap an 18-point fourth-quarter explosion by Wisconsin that gave the Badgers a 25-21 win on the road in Illinois. Locke was 21 of 41, passed for 240 yards and two touchdowns in his first start since taking over for the injured Tanner Mordecai. The Big Ten's leading rusher, Braylon Allen, ran for 145 yards for the Badger football team, now 5-2 on the season. The Badger women's volleyball team received an unfortunate setback, but again, a match that was immediately hailed as an instant classic, a thrilling back and forth, and ended in heartbreaking fashion, a 5-set loss at at Nebraska. Nebraska taking that match 3-2, so it's almost certain that Nebraska will take over as the top-seeded team in the nation with an 18-0 mark, and the Badger women's team drops to 18-1 on the season. They have several days off now. They will be at Michigan State this coming Friday evening. The Badger women's hockey team will still be ranked number one in the nation, most certainly, after sweeping Bemidji State on Friday and Saturday. The Badger women's hockey team is now 8-0. They will be in St. Paul this coming weekend for matches Friday and Saturday versus St. Thomas. The Badger men's hockey team is 5-1 on the season after sweeping 17th-ranked Michigan Tech on Friday and Saturday. That 5-1 start for the Badger men's hockey team is the team's best start since 2004-2005. And now the men's team will open up Big Ten play against the Minnesota Gophers this coming Thursday and Friday in the Twin Cities. There will be a Game 7 in the baseball playoffs. The American League Championship Series goes to a Game 7 tonight after Texas beat Houston 9-2, so that series knotted at 3-3. And so the Rangers and the Astros will square off to find out who goes to the World Series tonight in Houston. On the National League side of things, Arizona is at Philadelphia tonight in Game 6. So Philly leads that 3-2. So they just need to win tonight, or even if they lose tonight, they would have to win tomorrow in a Game 7 if necessary. So, you know, the Phils are home for one or two games, just have to win the one, and they head off to the World Series. And that will all get started, I believe, Friday night is where we're going to end up on Game 1 of the World Series. All right, let's unpack some of the headlines here. Again, you're always free to join us at 844-967-2789. This is the part where we say, hey, what did we miss over the weekend? Did, like, Republicans get things together and elect a new speaker? No, they did not. Not only do they not have a speaker, but since you and I visited last, the Republican conference, we call the caucus here in the legislature, but in Congress, they call it the conference, the Republican conference. All the members got together, held a secret ballot after Jim Jordan lost 3 attempts to become speaker. And in a secret ballot, they basically kicked him out as their nominee and said, nope, we're going to try somebody else. So who are they going to try? Don't know. Why? Because there are nine candidates now for speaker among House Republicans. I mean, 10 if you count the knuckleheads who still think they want Donald Trump to be speaker, but that ain't happening. But the fact of the matter is there's now 9 people in that room, none of whom were on the ballot before, but all of whom think they